Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. In last week's episode, I ended on that beautiful quote of thoughts, your thoughts won't define you, but your actions will. And I thought I wanted to connect in this episode how that affects manifestation. Because manifestation is literally your thoughts becoming reality. So how does that work when you know you are negatively thinking about something? How does that work? Because that means you're stuck in those thoughts and it's like, oh God, it's like you're on repeat and you can't find the remote to switch it off. And it's just going on and on and on and on and on. And it's like repeated, or it's like, I don't know, if you've watched a reel and then you put your phone down and then it just keeps repeating that reel over and over again. It's like that, and it's tough when you're in that space. And if you're in that space, then you'll know what that looks like and how difficult it feels. Now, the only way to get out of that repeated thought pattern is to change direction or pivot. You've got to be able to break that state. Now, that's something we talk about in coaching, breaking state. Because you're in a mindful state, and whatever that may be, whether it's positive or negative, if it's not serving you, you need to break that state. So digging deep on that, I want to support you to be able to break state of the negative thoughts that are coming in on repeat, going on again and again and again. So it's two things. One, I want you to take a deep breath, okay? Breathe in through your nose. And as you're breathing, I want you to almost, it's like your breath will turn up the corners of your mouth and you're now smiling as you're doing that breath work in. And I want you to focus on something that feels good. Now, this is going to depend on totally where you're at right now, because you might be able to turn this around and you might be able to focus on the thing that you're trying to manifest and it feels really good and you can see it so clearly defined, you can visualize it and it feels good, but you might not be in that place. Okay, so for those that are and you can see it and actually just doing that breath work, and turning the corners of your mouth up as you're breathing in, so you're now smiling and you can picture it in its all its glory. That is how you could break state, and that could be really easy for you to get that in that moment. And I would definitely suggest that you do that as many times a day as you can to get back into that positive state. Now, if you're not there, that can be so difficult. That can be like trying to force something that isn't happening. And when you're trying to force something that isn't happening, what do you get? You get more of the thing that you're fearful of. So you're going to have to play around with this. And it could be that you look back at your vision board and you go, right, what feels good now? And what can I get excited about? And what is something that I could focus my attention on that I feel excited about in the moment that I can actually harness? And I'm not forcing it, because that's really key with manifestation. You do not want to force the outcome, because you'll get more of the thing that you're resisting. Does that make sense? You'll know it. You'll know that state. If you are forcing something, you are in resistance to it coming into you, because it doesn't flow. And it needs to flow. Manifestation needs to flow really, really easily. So what does that look like for you? Go back to your board, as I say, and start looking at something that feels doable, feels easy, and gets you excited. And it could be that nothing on your board does that right now. Then Maybe you need to play around with your board. Maybe it needs to be more exciting again. It could be that you need to do something completely different. And actually, it's got nothing to do with manifestation. And it's to do with getting into that breaking state and changing your energy and your vibration. Now, that could come in the form of doing something self-empowering, something that you've been trying to do at work for a while and you've been putting off because it feels hard. Imagine if you got that done this week and imagine how good it would feel. Or it could be that you pick up the phone and you text or call a friend that you haven't seen in ages and you know that they lift you up. It could be that you book in a yoga class. It could be that you take the dog on a walk, whatever it is to break that state and do something that empowers you or feels good could be the key to you getting out of resistance. If you take your thoughts as something that has, like your car when it gets dirty, right? I don't know if this is the right analogy, but your thoughts have got a little bit mucky. I'm not going to use the word dirty because it might take you down a different route. But your thoughts have got a bit mucky and they're a bit murky and they're a bit unclear and they're not shining. And you need to wash your thoughts. What is it going to take to wash your thoughts? What would reset them? What would clean them up because they're in an uncomfortable place? And what do you need to do to get to that point? It could be that the people you surround yourself with are murking up those thoughts. They're the ones that are making them murky, making them a bit mucky. So what can you do? Now, if you live with that person, that's really hard, really hard. So maybe you have to change the subject of what they're talking about. And you start to talk about something else that would lift you both up. It could be that you work in a negative environment. What can you do to switch that up? What can you do so you are the leader in those thoughts and in that conversation that it ends up being something completely different? Remember, you are the one that controls what goes on in your head and you are in charge of what you let in and what you put out. And maybe you need to clean up what is going on in your head. So you have to do that conscious work of what is going on in your external world right now. So it could be changing state. It could be moving from where you are and focusing on something else. It could be physically moving from where you are to just break that moment. It could be that you break state in a conversation because it's taking you down a route that feels uncomfortable. But focus in on that thought cleansing process, which sounds much better than the mucky car version. The thought cleansing process. You might be somebody who cleanses your crystals. You might be somebody who cleanses the air in your room, whether it's with a Palo Santo stick or even just certain smells that you put into your room. You could be someone who does that, but do you ever cleanse your thoughts and focus in on that? Now, I'm not going to give you too much direction on how to do that because I think it is really personal for you. And once you, and it's actually really simple as well, because once you realize that your thoughts aren't serving you, then your focus needs to be on cleansing those thoughts rather than trying to keep going against the grain and keep trying to put your attention on something that you don't believe in yet, that it's negative and that you feel like you're just hitting a brick wall all the time with it. So you've got to step back from it and go, right, what's going to cleanse my thoughts? What's going to make me feel good? And what is going to break my state? I hope this has absolutely landed where it needs to. And please do message me. This is a shorter one this week, because actually it's something that almost needs sharp attention and needs something for you to be actually, do you know what? I know that's the bit that I need to focus on. I know it's my thoughts, and it's my thoughts that are literally hindering me right now. So what am I going to do to break state? What am I going to do to focus my attention away from it until I'm ready to come back to it? What is going to increase my vibrations and increase my energy? What's going to make me feel good? What conversation do I need to cultivate? Who do I need to be around? All of those things that I'm going to leave you with that you need to now start looking into and brainstorming so you can cleanse your thoughts. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.